Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to talk baseball for the next several minutes with our very own Matt Snyder, CBS Sports, cbssports.com, MLB Insider. Matt, how you doing?
I'm good. It's March now, and the season starts in March, so we're getting there.
Understood. Is that a good thing or a bad thing that the season starts in March?
I'm okay with it. You always worry about weather issues, but gosh, we have weather issues going into May these days. I would rather it start earlier and get over sooner instead of having World Series games in like November 3rd or November 4th or something like we've had 5 or 6 years ago. So I'm okay with it. I worry about the weather, but you worry about the weather for a lot of the season in a lot of places.
All right. I've been a defender of Rob Manfred over the last month with the whole Astros scandal and punishment wasn't enough, wasn't handled well, the whole investigation. And I've been much more on his side and defended to those who think that he should be fired because he so mishandled it. I just flat out disagree. I think he did the best job that he could. But he's now told us for a couple of weeks that the Red Sox thing was imminent to be finished up, yeah. And a stance taken and revealing of what their investigation showed. It's overdue by at least a week, if not 10 days now. What the hell's going on? Is this just going to pass all the way straight up to the start of the regular season?
Surely he's going to do something before then. My guess is it would be this week, but I would have said that 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right.
It's just, it's worrisome that it's way worse, in my opinion, and that's why it's taking so long. I don't have any sourcing on that. I'm just speculating. Otherwise, I don't know why it would take so long. Also worrisome is there's been revelations that apparently the league already knew about this, and before the 2018 ALCS, Joe Torre talked to front office and managers from the Astros and Red Sox and said cut it out to both sides. I mean, that's bad that all this stuff was known and nothing ever happened until Mike Fiers kind of came forward in that story with The Athletic. So it is worrisome that it's going to be worse, but I just kind of want it over with and to move on and play some baseball and hope that we don't have to deal with this anymore.
Right. If you would speculate for me, if you've got anything, because I don't. What's the holdup? What can be still unearthed that the commissioner can't have his hands on now? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
My guess is that as much crap as he's getting over the Astros situation is contributing to it, and he's trying to do as thorough a job as possible in going over everything. But if he comes down harder on the Red Sox than the Astros, now everybody's saying, wait a minute, why the double standard? So, yeah, it's interesting. It should be pretty much the same, I feel like. I don't know how it could be way worse. I don't know how it could be a lighter sentence. I think it should be basically exactly the same.
We're talking to our very own Matt Snyder from CBSSports.com on MLB. The Astros have had a bunch of hitters plunked here in the first week of spring training. I thought it could be even worse. I know the commissioner came out and said it will not be allowed and we will be monitoring this. Well, it hasn't been under the number that I thought, but hasn't been blatantly over the number that I thought either. And again, is he distracted because he just wants to try and put the Astros thing behind him? And if he doesn't remind people of what's going on, why have there been Astro hitters getting hit and no word from the commissioner's office?
I mean, some of it's coincidence. Like Jose Altuve, he got hit on the lower leg with a breaking ball. The Bregman one was blatantly a curveball, and I think it was on a full count. So, I mean, some of them, it's just the spring. They're facing guys that don't have great command. The breaking balls aren't sharp yet. I haven't seen one that I thought this is blatant fastball right in the middle of the back on purpose. I haven't seen one. At some point, we're going to have to stop saying it's a coincidence. But for me, most of it to this point has just been coincidences. If somebody really not going to throw a curveball, they're going to throw heat. So I think we'll probably wait until the regular season, and we'll probably see a few dust-ups. I do think we will.
All right, that's fair enough. We're talking to Matt Snyder here on CBS Sports Radio about spring training. Anything grab you in the first week of spring other than reaction to the Astros? Anything on the field about any of the teams surprise you? Got a couple new managers, new places, big guys signing free agent contracts during the offseason. I know it's only the first week, but you're always looking for that first impression.
Yeah.
Anybody grab you?
I mean, not really. I try not to put too much stock in early weeks spring training performances because a lot of times guys will just be working on stuff and they're not necessarily playing exactly how they would be playing in the regular season. So I wouldn't really be reacting to anything, but different things can stick out though. Like Yu Darvish was throwing 98 the other day, this early in the spring. That's great news. That shows his arm's completely healthy. It's stuff like that, that you kind of can kind of draw from. You know, you'd like to see Mookie Betts having fun with the Dodgers and his new teammates, but that's always going to happen in the spring anyway. So it's, we have, other than all the backlash toward the Astros, and I assume we're going to get it toward the Red Sox when that ruling comes down, this should be the kumbaya period for every team. You know, everybody's talking about how great they feel. They're in the best shapes of their lives. They're going to have a good season because of this, this, and this. And that's what we've seen so far.
All right. What have the Yankees done to annoy the baseball gods? Because last year they had the most injuries I'd ever seen a team win 100 games with, and they were able to overcome most of them till they got to that all-important championship series and lost to the Astros, which they say they were, of course, cheated on. I don't know if they were or weren't. I can't confirm or deny. But now here we go in spring training again. Severino done for the year. Tommy John. Aaron Judge hasn't picked up a bat yet. Stanton plays one or two games, pulls a muscle, and he's now questionable for opening day. What did they do something? Is it because they haven't been sought out to be sign stealers, and they were just as bad as the Astros and the Red Sox? So if Manfred can't take care of it, well, the baseball gods will.
That must be it, I tell you. The thing is that's interesting. Last year they basically did it without suffering. They basically did it with the time post anyway. You start to worry about Judge now. He played 102. Now he's hurt again. You start to worry that huge, huge body, similar to Stan, seems to be a problem keeping those guys healthy. So they did it last year with similar situations. Now they have Garrett Cole. Some of their younger guys like Gleyber Torres have another year under their belt. But you start to worry because they're the best team in baseball with everybody healthy, but they're already. I mean, if Judge and Stanton aren't going to be there, that lineup's not nearly as fearsome.
All right. Are you picking the Cincinnati Reds to win the NL Central? And if so, is it because of the moves they made, the players they added, or because you think the other teams who have been in the mix the last several years, the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Cardinals, didn't do enough during this offseason?
I haven't really nailed down that prediction yet. I think I'm going to lead Cubs. They were probably the best team in the division for most of the year last year and completely fell apart with a few weeks left. Anthony Rizzo was hurt. Javier Baez was hurt. I think they needed to move on from Joe Maddon, and I think Ross is holding them all a lot more accountable. Maddon kind of let things go in the clubhouse. But I do like the Reds. I think the Reds are right there. I think the Cardinals are right there. The Brewers are going to be my pick to finish fourth. I think that their house of cards with the pitching is going to kind of fall apart in front of Josh Hader there. I like the Reds. I want to see them do it for a little bit because we thought kind of they were like a trendy breakthrough pick last year and nothing really clicked.
So you don't think the Angels will be improved by the addition they made at manager?
I think the Angels will. I mean, sometimes guys just run their course, and I think they're going to – Maddon's going to give them – I felt like he got complacent last year and probably a little bit in 2019 as well. So I just think sometimes your voice kind of loses, for lack of a better word, after a few years, and I think that's just how it got with the Cubs and Maddon.
All right. Unfortunately, you're losing your voice here with us, too. Your cell site's going in and out. Last thing I wanted to get to is the three-batter rule that was implemented during this offseason hasn't been implemented yet in spring training. No, they're going to do it at some point. If you know, is it going to be a week before, 2 weeks before? When are they going to make it enforceable in spring games? And how big an effect do you think it's going to have year one?
My hunch is by like the last week of spring training, they'll have it in just so guys can get a few runs through. But, you know, right now, early in the spring, you don't want to force guys' hands. And they're mostly not doing – they wouldn't do a guy one out at a time anyway in this early in spring training because the games don't matter. I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference in the regular season. Where we'll really notice it is in the postseason, where it just seems like the pitching changes started to get excessive and make the broadcast take too long because they have to do a commercial every single time there's a pitching change. I think we will notice it by then, but I don't think that it's going to be – well, first of all, let me just say, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't know why you go from one to three. They could have just gone to two, and it would have been okay for me. I generally don't like it, but I don't think it's going to be one of those things that really affects how much I enjoy games either.
All right, let me you and I don't think you and I have ever discussed this before. This was my compromise plan because some people like it and think it's a great idea, and others think it's just absolutely ridiculous and shouldn't be looking. You gotta give the managers complete control. You can't dictate something like that to them. I came up with a compromise plan. Tell me if you like it. You have the must-face three-inning guy through the first seven innings of the game. Anytime you make a pitching change for the first seven innings, yes, you got to face at least three guys. In the eighth inning, it shrinks to two, and if you get two and then you want to get pulled, you got to get a key out. Boom, you can throw them in two outs. And in the ninth inning, you can use five pitchers for five batters if you want. That as you get later in the game, and the importance of it is you have to give it back to the manager. You've got to give him flexibility. First seven innings, you got to manage by these new rules. You got to keep a guy in for a minimum of three. A little less for the eighth. Back to the old rules, make all the changes in the ninth. I think that appeases both sides. It gives you the pace of play that you need for the first seven innings, but gives the manager back his strategic hammer for the eighth and ninth most important. What do you think?
I have never heard anything like that, but I like it.
Yeah.
I really like it. Good stuff, man.
Yeah. I floated it out there a couple months ago when they hadn't made it official yet. I'm a king of compromise. If I can find a middle ground, I always like to do that for the opposing sides of arguments. Feel free to use that whenever you want, Matt.
Will do.
Done deal.
Will do. I'm stealing it.
You got it, pal. Thanks, brother. Talk to you well before opening day. Thanks for coming on tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.